Good morning, Mark, and it's great to be with you. I was very moved by watching a documentary last week on Channel 4 showing Bear Grylls, the Scout ambassador, survival expert and TV presenter, going into Ukraine to meet with and interview President Volodymyr Zelensky. It was a fascinating and very moving interview. It was striking for a whole number of reasons. First of all, the courage of the individuals he met, many of whom have lost loved ones. Secondly, the perseverance of the Ukrainian people through the challenges of the winter in wartime. And the resilience, thirdly, and the leadership of Zelensky himself. At one point in the programme, Bear Grylls met a Ukrainian family. The mother and son had actually returned to Kiev from exile to live with their dad, seeking to carry on with normal life despite the considerable risks and the threat of shelling. They gave Bear a pack of tea. They called it victory tea, and they said he needed to keep it until the war was over, and at that point he could drink a cup of victory tea to celebrate that the war was over. Well, I found that very moving. He was a normal family, like the ones that many of us have got to know, who are living in the Huntingdon area, who are living out their lives in such difficult circumstances, but refuse to be discouraged and look forward with great confidence and great hope. Well, this weekend, Christians celebrate events 2,000 years ago that give us great confidence for the future, the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, Good Friday and Easter Sunday. We don't know exactly how horrific events that have brought great suffering in different parts of the world will end. We don't know how difficulties in individual people's lives will end locally. But end they will one day. God promises a future where he will wipe away every tear. And it's built on the solid confidence and historical facts of Good Friday and Easter Sunday. Jesus was fully dead, dying for our sins to bring forgiveness, but 3 days later he was fully alive, smashing death in two and giving us hope for the future. For anyone who has in previous years considered Easter perhaps just an extra long weekend or a time for family or just a day for eggs and Easter bunnies, as lovely as all those things are, why not this year have a think about Good Friday and Easter? Why not, in fact, give church a try? There are churches within walking distance of everyone listening to this programme, as well as many that have a live stream enabling you to watch from home on YouTube. And this weekend, they will be welcoming people through their doors and onto their screens, whatever people's backgrounds, whatever people's beliefs. It's a chance to find hope in a broken world. It's a beautiful day. Don't let it get away. Thank you for listening and have a great day. God bless.